I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Dylan Tomina is an author, conservation advocate, and Patagonia fly fishing ambassador with Corvallis Roots, whose new book, Closer to the Ground, details time spent reconnecting his family to nature via foraging, cooking, and eating from the woods and sea. After a rather icy appearance at the Albany Public Library last week, he joins us at KLCC by phone. Welcome, Dylan.
It's great to be here, especially after the weather last week.
Let's talk about foraging and food in general, which does seem to be a key theme in the book. Why, from your perspective, is that connection to food and foraging such an essential aspect of reconnecting to nature?
We all have a latent foraging instinct or hunter-gatherer instinct, and that just being kind of how we survived here for 10,000 years. But I found with grown-ups, a lot of times that instinct is kind of muted based on mostly going to the grocery store for decades to get our food. But what we found with children is that they're naturally have a very high aptitude and interest level in finding food. If you take a kid and say, hey, we're going outside and this is the goal, and it's picking mushrooms or digging clams or whatever it is, it just seems like the kids are automatically into it and enthusiastic and then also surprisingly good at it.
And how does it end up changing their relationship to food, their tastes in food, and their habits away from foraging time?
There's a certain kind of pride of ownership or having obtained the food, and I think that increases their interest in eating it. If they participate in catching a salmon or finding oysters or whatever it may be, or growing food in the garden, I think that it makes them, it tastes better to the kids.
What did you learn about being in the woods that you might not have expected?
If you're like me, I'm very goal-oriented. You know, if I'm going fishing, I want to catch fish, or if I'm going to pick mushrooms, I want to pick mushrooms. And kids kind of derail that, and for the better. It really forced me to try and slow down and, you know, I mean, a kid can stop and look at pine cones and, you know, leaves and frost on grass or a slug or whatever. It really forces you back into more of a Zen pursuit in that the path really becomes the goal.
It seems to me that the role of teacher and student sort of reverses sometimes under those circumstances, too. I mean, you must have been reaching to teach your kids something, but it sounds like they ended up teaching you just as much.
Absolutely. You know, my role as a teacher in this was more about the nuts and bolts. You know, here's how you find a mushroom, or here's how you dig up a clam. And what they taught me was much more philosophical and ultimately, I think, as far as life goes, probably a lot more important about stopping to smell the flowers or look at the maple leaves, as it were.
Do you have suggestions for other suburban parents?
To just participate, to try and figure out things that you can do, really has kind of an automatic trigger, and the kids will be more interested than you probably would have imagined. At least that was our experience. You know, you can see a little bit of it in an Easter egg hunt, right? I mean, that's kind of the modernized version of foraging, and the kids really look at, I think, picking mushrooms or digging clams or whatever you're doing a lot the same way that you see that excitement when you go to an Easter egg hunt. And my hope really is that through that kind of activity, the kids will eventually feel a kind of stewardship or responsibility for the resources that we're able to participate with.
Is there anything else from your experiences and this book that you feel is really important to communicate to others who might wish to learn from your experiences?
If you're not a family that's already doing some of these foraging or fishing activities, you don't have to be the expert as the parent. It's okay to go out and learn it with your kids, that you don't have to be the teacher all the time. The other thing is, you know, I was doing a reading in New Mexico and somebody said, yeah, that's great. You live in the Northwest where you can eat everything. You know, we're in the desert. What are we supposed to do? And I think that it can be as simple as just growing carrots in a pot on your back porch, that just having the kids out there and getting them excited or letting them be excited about this process of finding or growing food, that the rest kind of just takes care of itself.
It seems to me in the end it's all part of an effort to remember that we're an integral part of nature and not separate from it.
Yeah, for sure. If we're trying to find something that we can eat, it puts you in a different a different state of mind than if you're just out mountain biking or cross-country skiing or hiking. It sort of rouses some of your these latent predator instincts and your awareness of what's going on around you.
Well, thank you so much for taking a few minutes today.
I appreciate it.
Dylan Tomina, author of the book Closer to the Ground, An Outdoor Family's Year on the Water, in the Woods, and at the Table. For more information on Dylan Tomina and Closer to the Ground, visit dylantomina.com. For KLCC, I'm Merrick Allen.